desire and interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Word of God. I'd like to begin over in the 12th chapter of John, begin reading in verse 20. John chapter 12, verse 20 said, "And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. And Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus." Remember last Sunday, we mentioned how the Lord wants us to be more like Andrew. That we are in the referral business of bringing people to Christ because He is the one that has the answers. He's the one that can minister to the depth of people's needs. We don't have that ability, but we can refer people to Christ. And then Sunday afternoon, talked about the universal call of the gospel that was to all people and how we're to view people and recognize that everybody has a soul and Christ died for everybody. The burden the Lord put on my heart to share this morning is really a continuation of that theme, titled on the board, Faithful Ambassadors. Here, the Greeks came to Philip and they said, "Sir, we would see Jesus." They had probably heard about Christ. They may have read some things about Him. But they wanted, had a desire to see Jesus. And there are still so many people in the world that we live in today that need, whether they know it or not, they need to see Jesus. My mind goes back frequently, and I know I've shared about this little girl, but I was in California one year, and there's a little girl, she was a foster girl. And she'd been passed around from family to family to family, abused. In home after home after home. Just a young girl. And she was left with such damage done to her. Mentally and emotionally and physically. She was greatly affected, was left with some horrible habits and patterns and things in her life. No guilt of her own. She hadn't done anything. But she had been abused and she was taken into the home of one of the saints, and I remember gathering around with another group of ministers around this little girl and praying for her. I don't know where she is today, but I'm confident of one thing. I have confidence in the husband and wife that had taken her into her home when we saw her, and I believe that little girl saw Jesus. I believe in all of the abuse and all of the neglect that she had experienced, that someone had shown love to her. That years down the road, I believe, because of what she saw, maybe just for a few months, that she could point back and say later on in life, "I got a glimpse of something good. I got a glimpse of Jesus." You know how many people are in our lives today that need to see Jesus? They won't always put it in those words. But I think again about some of the children that have come to the orphanage in Kenya, starving, not having food to eat, not having a place to sleep, living out on the road, being kicked out and abused by neighbors and family members until someone opened up their arms and said, "We got a place for you." And how it transformed their lives because they got a glimpse of Jesus. And my heart goes out thinking about children. My heart goes out to the children in our world today that if you tell them that God wants to be their father, they say, "I don't want anything to do with a God like that." Because they don't have a father that truly loves and cares for them. And so their perspective of who God is as a father, a very negative connotation. But what they need to see is Jesus. our children, to the parents and grandparents this morning, our children need to see Jesus in our lives. We bring them to service and we teach them, but they need to see Jesus. They need to see Jesus in us. They need to see, when you go to Walmart and, you know, the person that's checking out isn't maybe being real fast and is talking and there's a long line and things are kind of, when it comes our time to come up to get checked out, they need to see Jesus. When you go to work, when you go to school, when you just go out in the world, folks, people need to see something. They need to see Jesus. Jesus is not here in the flesh any longer. And Paul said, you are an epistle read of all men. In other words, people are going to see Christ through you. And you may be the only opportunity. You may be the only opportunity that some people have to actually see Jesus. And so then how are we representing Him this morning? There is a world that is lost, and I don't need it, and it's not my desire. I know we have different last names here this morning. And we have different family names, and our family names can represent something. If you say a last name, it brings things to my mind. If you talk about the Salmons, or the Smiths, or the Cooks, or the Birds, or it goes on and on. What does that name represent? We're not out trying to spread our own image in the world. We're not out trying to make someone in our image, but we're out to point people to Christ, the one that can truly make a difference. But who's going to do that? It's our call and our responsibility this morning. It's a great call to represent Jesus Christ. Over in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20, it says, now then, Paul said, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. We're ambassadors. I know there are things that kind of fads that pass through time, but have you ever represented something or been an ambassador for a product? An ambassador, by definition, is a representative. There is authority that comes by it. You have been commissioned to represent a product. Now, years ago, and I don't hear much about it today, I think it's still sold, but Amway. There were people that, I'll tell you, there are those things that have passed through the saints too, and they still are. But things that get people all excited. I am an Amway rep. And I don't know much about Amway. I don't know, it may be good stuff. I just remember years ago as a child. I remember Pennzoil. I don't even know if that's still sold today. But I remember people being Pennzoil representatives. And they were sold on their product. If you started talking to them, they get on that subject that I am a rep of this product. And you couldn't hardly shut them down because they wanted to sell it. They felt like they had something to sell. Now, I know there are other products that are passing through as kind of fads and fashions that in 20 years, there may be someone behind this pulpit saying, now, do you remember when people were kind of repping this product and that product? But you know, there's a product this morning that's not going to go away. There are things that Jesus can do in people's lives that if He tarries His coming, He's going to be able to do it 20 years from now. But we have been commissioned to be ambassadors for Christ. And I wonder sometimes when I look at how excited people get about these products. If you sell this much, you get this incentive. And you can go and stay in this hotel or condominium so many weeks, and if you do it good enough, you can get a new car. Someone I do business with in Springfield, and they told me, they said something about making a donation to the orphanage when things really got going for them, when they got their, I think it was a BMW maybe, I'm not sure. It was a fancy car. So when I saw them a couple weeks ago, I said, what kind of car are you driving these days? You know, have you made it yet? Because when you get it, I'm going to hit you up for something. But you know, they're excited about their product. But are we excited this morning about being an ambassador for Christ? We don't need to hang our head, but just as people get enthused about repping a product, folks, we are an ambassador and a representative of the greatest thing that has ever been on the face of this earth. We are representing Jesus Christ this morning. We're representatives of His love, of His compassion, of His desire to help people that cannot help themselves. We're representatives of that. We're representatives of someone that can go and untangle the sins and the addictions of life. I can't do that, but I'm a representative of one that can do it. And again, last Sunday I give you a referral. But we're to represent that. We're ambassadors for Christ. An ambassador is an official at the highest of the highest rank, sent by a sovereign or state to another as its resident representative. Where is Christ in the flesh today? It's what? It's His church. It's those that have experienced Christ and been born again. I'm not talking about people that just come to church or turn over a new leaf in themselves. We're talking about someone that has a born again experience because of the Word and the Spirit that can then say, now I am to represent Christ to the world. One sovereign sent to be His representative. This morning, if you are saved, do you know that you have a calling to be a representative of Christ? Our mission then is to deliver a message to the world. It's a message of hope. It's a message of love. It's a message sometimes of judgment. But it's representing not our own ideas, not who we are, but it is representing Christ. We're an ambassador this morning. Everywhere we go, we are representing something. And I can go out in the world, and as we talked last Sunday, see how the people look and dress differently. And you can say, what are they representing? What are they trying to communicate by the way they're dressed and by the way they act? And they represent something. I've lived in the city. And never been a country boy, but I remember we lived where I went to high school. There were some outlying areas, and there were people that come to school and they'd have their cowboy hat, cowboy boots. So the question was, are you really a cowboy? Or are you just one of those city guys that wants to wear cowboy boots and have a cowboy hat? In other words, what are you representing? And I knew someone that had never probably ridden a horse hardly, and you'd think they were a cowboy the way they walked, and you'd think they were on a horse all day long the way their legs were spread apart and as they walked down the hall. They weren't cowboys, but they were trying to portray an image to represent something that they weren't. But as children of God this morning, do you know we can even dress a certain way? And we can put on a certain appearance and say, I am representing Christ. But folks, we want to have the genuine article this morning. We want to have Christ inside. And it's His light that's coming out of us. But are we representing that? Folks, we have something to be encouraged and enthused with to represent Christ Himself. His message. Different families have different reputations, don't they? I don't know if you all ever talk about in your families, your backgrounds. Now, in our home, I am a Smith, a Murphy, my wife is a Sully and a Doolittle. So those names, and it's more of a, we kind of laugh about it, the boys do, but just, you know, characteristics, where that come from? And it seems like sometimes they find pleasure in finding the negative things. You know, it's just how it is. They find that kind of humorous. But where did that come from? Oh, that was a Doolittle trait, or that's a Smith trait, or that's a... And you know, we all have personalities. We all have those backgrounds. But do you know what the Lord wants to be paramount this morning? That was Christ. That was Christ. Christ can overcome all of our backgrounds, all of our family traditions and strengths and weaknesses. Christ wants to be the umbrella that we live under, saints. Christ. faithful ambassadors. My grandfather, and I know y'all have heard it many times probably, but my grandfather told his boys, he said, children, he said, sons, if you see me do it, it's okay to do it. But if you don't see me doing it, don't do it. That was a faithful ambassador. And I wonder this morning, Lord, are we being faithful ambassadors? Let's be challenged this morning. People need to see Jesus. And what would it be? And I don't think it's too close to ask us this because I can only ask it in my own life. But if everybody were to follow our example, what condition would the church be in? Would the world be able to look on a church, a congregation, a body of people that were living just like we're living and say, that is, I see Christ? Or are there areas and things in my personal life that, you know, I could be more like Christ. I need to make some adjustments or make some changes. Recently, just this week, someone had called me and they had a concern about something in their life and they'd asked me about it, and the Lord gave me an answer for them, and they said, I'm glad I asked. It took away a lot of some of the fears and some of the things they were experiencing. But when I hung up the phone, I started looking at my own life on the very thing that they'd asked me. And I thought, you know what? That's an area I need to do better in. That's an area. I had a solution. I had something that was a benefit for them, but then I began to look at my own life and thought, you know what? That's something I need to do better in. I want to do better. I was challenged, I was encouraged, and folks, we're ambassadors. What are we representing in our attitudes and in our conduct and the things that we're allowing in our life? Are we spreading the message of Christ to the world? The image that people won't say, there's nothing to this religion thing. I had a very intelligent math professor one time. I was in his office and we were talking, and he said, well, most Christians, he said, they go to church on Sunday. And he said, through the week, they act like everybody else does. So he said, he didn't have any confidence in Christians. Do you know the Muslim world, many of the Muslim world, they don't understand what it really means to be a Christian? On the plane speaking to these Muslim men, and I began to tell them what it really meant to be a Christian, and they looked at me, both of them, in two different plane trips, and they said, I have never heard this before. Because they see America as being a Christian nation, and they see the filth and the defilement that comes from it, and to them, that's what it means to be a Christian. And even in these Muslim countries, many of the professing Christians, they're not living anything close to holy lives. At night, the church district turns into a red light district. And the Muslims looking on this saying, they're opposed to Christianity. So where are they going to see a difference unless there be someone like you that is representing what it really means to live like Christ would have us to live? What is our family's perspective of God when they look on our life? What are the people that we go to school with and work with, and that we go to town, when we visit in town, the people we do business with, what do they believe about Christ based on how they see us act? You see how challenging, when we go out, folks, we are representing Christ. And sometimes people say, well, this is what's right, and this is how I'm going to act, and they should have done this, but we are representing Christ. Faithful ambassadors, so that we can say, as Paul, follow me even as I follow Christ. The job of an ambassador is to represent or reflect the will of the sovereign. In other words, the one that sent them. Who has sent us to be ambassadors? Jesus. We're a commissioned people. So are we representing His will? There was, years ago, from Swaziland, and that was down towards where South Africa is, and that part of the country, the continent of Africa. But there was an ambassador from Swaziland, and they had a king at that time. And the king had sent the ambassador to speak at a college, I believe it was in the U.S. And the ambassador kept saying in his talking to people there, he said, well, the king says,
this. And they said there was an authority that this ambassador had because he was not speaking of himself. And we're not used to a monarchy. Our mentality is not that way. But he was used to final authority. This is the way it is. The king says this. Folks, we are not to represent our own ideas. When people ask of us, why do you do that? Why do you believe that? We need to always put it back on the king. The Word of God says, in other words, it's not just my church teaches. It's not just, well, this is the way that the family I grew up in, and this either traditions we have, and that's why we do it. But we have a higher authority this morning. The king says. And we ought to be able to represent what the king says with confidence and with enthusiasm because we believe it. It was read this morning, but I want us to turn and read again in 1 Peter in the second chapter. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, it says, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps." We are to reflect Christ. We're to be an ambassador. So that means we need to reflect His will. So how did Christ live? I remember Uncle Chuck, Brother Chuck Elwell, used to say that he grew up in a large family. And he said that there were times when one of the children would be misbehaving, and one of the other children would start singing a song to him from our book. What oh what would Jesus do? And that kind of they weren't trying to be real spiritually edifying. But how long has it been since we have really just stopped and said, what would Jesus do? Because I'm an ambassador now. I'm to represent Christ. What is His will? What would Jesus do? As a parent, as a mother, a father, as a child, what would Jesus do? As a student, when you're at school, how would Jesus act? How would Jesus conduct Himself? People are reading our lives this morning. You have an impact. Your life this morning has an impact on people. What are we reflecting? What are we representing? Are we being faithful ambassadors this morning? It said that, speaking of Jesus, it said, who did no sin, neither was guile found in His mouth. There's no deceit there. When He was reviled, you know, Christ was reviled. He was cast out. He was ridiculed. He was mistreated. But yet He reviled not again. He didn't retaliate. When He suffered, He threatened not, but committed Himself unto Him that judges righteously. Folks, this is what it means to be an ambassador. This is the example that we are to follow. And I believe that there are many situations, and maybe you have been there, where you are wondering, where is Jesus in all this? Where is Jesus in our homes this morning? Where is Jesus? Husbands and wives, we are to represent Christ. And I wonder how many husbands and wives are thinking, where is Jesus? Well, Christ has called us to be that representative. Been in situations, you know, Jesus, He left an example of love. He left an example of uncompromising truth. He was not willing to lower truth to please the people. Where is Jesus? He was willing to minister to the sick. He was willing to minister to the sinner when everybody else was saying, go to the other side of the road. Why are you associating? That was the example Christ left for us, to minister to people that could not pay Him back. And you know, today people say, well, you're enabling to help someone that needs help. Christ did not teach us to do for people that could do for us. He taught us to help the needy. He taught us to love the sinner. He taught us to forgive and to be long-suffering. That was His example. Faithful ambassadors. An ambassador, by definition or by position, is not to follow or devise their own plans. ambassadors are not to negotiate according to what they think ought to be done. If you are sent as an ambassador to another country from the U.S., you are there to represent the United States. And you may think the president is wrong. You may not like what John Kerry is, the head of the State Department. You may think that what his plan that he's put in is not really the best plan. But if you are an ambassador, you better not voice opposition. You are there to represent President Obama. You are there to represent John Kerry in what they said to do, even if you think differently. That's the job of an ambassador. And if you are the president, if you are the president and you sent someone to represent you, and they said, well, I thought differently, so I negotiated some different terms, would you let that person stay an ambassador? They'd lose their job because they're not representing you. Spiritually, folks, we are ambassadors for Christ. It's not our job to look at what people will accept or go take a poll. You know, a lot of politics is based on polls. We'll take a poll and see what everybody thinks. Truth does not change with votes. Truth does not change by taking polls and say what is acceptable and what is not. Rather, we are to be ambassadors of Christ. And the Word of God is the expression of His will and what He wants us to represent. And if everybody around us says we're going to go a different way and we don't think you need to live a holy life, we think it's all right to sin more or less every day, I don't think you need to dress modestly and you don't really need to forgive in that situation, and where's Jesus? An ambassador is one that says this is what the will of God is and we're going to represent that. We're going to live it, we're going to do it, and we're going to speak it without shame. Is this right? Faithful ambassadors, folks, the world needs to see Christ. Is there any area in our lives this morning that we can step up to the plate a little bit more? Recognize that we have a calling. I know we have different jobs. Some from the city, some from the country. I know we all have different areas of interest and different personalities. But folks, if we are saved and washed in the blood, we have a high call to go out into the world and be an ambassador. So what are you going to work for? I'm going to go to work now, not just see it as something I have to do to make some money. I'm going to go be an ambassador. I'm going to go and... if Brother Tony doesn't mind, and Zachary told me a number of months ago, he said, you know, he said, Brother Tony, he said, he's good to work for. He had helped him one day on their garage or barn, something they were building. And the reason was, is because Zachary has worked and been with some other people that didn't show a lot of patience and would fly off the handle and get very upset. Not a real good ambassador for Christ. And so Zachary came back thinking that Brother Tony, that was all right. Because he saw Christ. When we go to work, we don't want to differentiate our spiritual walk with God from our job. And separate, well, this is school and this is church stuff. No, we have a calling. In the home, when we go home after service and you have the trials of life, the trials of home life, we're an ambassador for Christ, that our children can see love and patience in action. They can also see discipline in action because we love enough that there's also chastisement, but they can see Christ in how we behave ourselves. Faithful ambassadors. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. This is Matthew 28:20. Teaching them to observe all things. Some of you may, I don't know, very many of you remember Sister Laverne Manuel. There's, I know a couple of you may, I don't know. Sister Laverne, she used to pastor I remember at Monarch one year, she wrote all on the board, and I still remember just a little boy, her saying, A double L all. A double L. It's all. It includes the whole thing. Jesus said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. In other words, we're not negotiating our own terms. We're not going to say, okay, as a body of people, what are we going to teach? What are we not going to teach? But we're teaching what is in the Word of God. The whole thing. The all of it. Folks, this is what a faithful ambassador does. Teaches the whole thing. It's not always popular. It's not always accepted. But this is the will of God. For there to be ambassadors. And when people say we need to see Jesus, folks, there is power and deliverance in living the whole Word of God this morning. That's where there's deliverance found. It's the only place we find deliverance. To be continued. Faithful ambassadors. The world is yearning and needing to see Jesus this morning. Where are they going to find Him? May the Lord help us. Amen.